Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. It is Tuesday, the 22nd day of November 2005. As we accelerate towards Thanksgiving coming up this Thursday, and, well, the end of the year, Christmas is right up ahead. I know you tune in to get that vital information. Yes, Thanksgiving is in 2.5 days, or 2 days, ladies and gentlemen, and Christmas is coming up on the 25th of next month. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours, and we have a prolific journalist, researcher, blogger, Kurt Nemo, joining us coming up in the middle of the next hour. We will have open phones. I've had a lot of guests on lately, but not today, just one guest. We will have open phones in the first hour and a half and in the second half of the broadcast as well with Kurt Nemo, talking about any issue, any news item, the torture, what's happening with the economy, what's going on with energy prices starting to fall, the different developments with the war drums being beaten violently right now to attack Iran and Syria, with the globalists engaging in destabilization operations in both of those countries. You're welcome to call in about any issue you wish. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. I mentioned this yesterday, but I want to spend some time on it in this first hour. Newt Gingrich sees Iran's threat to U.S. like Nazi Germany, and ex-speaker is the latest official to raise alarm of threat of nuclear EMP attack by Tehran, by Iran. That's, again, akin to saying Bugs Bunny's got the death ray on the moon and he's fighting with Marvin the Martian, trying to keep him from destroying the Earth with his strontium-9. My strontium-12 detonator to destroy the Earth, you pesky Earth creature. It's just fairy tales, just like the bird flu. Top scientists worldwide saying that it is, quote, a fairy tale, an urban legend, what's the other term they used? Science fiction. Iran, it's just like those drones in Saddam had death cannons and rail guns that would shoot thousands of miles and kill everyone, and on and on and on, and he's going to nuke us in 45 minutes, and he's got nuclear reactors. Why, we found the evidence. They were buried under a rose bush. Yes, an entire complex for purifying uranium. Takes up several dozen football fields in size, several floors deep, but no, a small 4-inch around sphere. Why, it's the proof they need. The same crowd that's lied to us over and over again is now giving us more intelligence of impending EMP blast. And look, I'm not saying some deadly virus won't be released. I'm not saying that an EMP won't knock us out. But I'll guarantee you, from past examples and research, and what we know about the globalists, it isn't going to be Tehran. And meanwhile, one of the other organs of propaganda, hot on Newt's heels, Washington Times, U.S. seen vulnerable to space pulse attack by Bill Gertz. Say, Bill, did you ever report on all the paid reporters for the CIA and for the federal government? I wonder why you never wrote about that, Bill. You'll do a story about that, Bill Gertz. Oh, you're so conservative. You talked about supercomputer and missile secrets to China under Clinton. Bush eclipses all of that, dwarfs all of it, and there ain't no word out of you, Billy boy. Yeah. So we'll get into that. Bill Gertz, why, it's the death ray. We're all in deep trouble. Meanwhile, our government all over the country has flu viruses 39,000 times stronger than anything ever known, and they're shipping them around anybody that wants them, and mailing out weaponized pathogens of every conceivable type and combination. Not a problem. No. The death ray. The death ray. Oh, ooh, the bird flu. Give up all your rights. Newt will save us. Newt.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Into this hour, second segment. It is the 22nd day of November 2005. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours and 51 and a half minutes. Kurt Nemo, prolific researcher and writer extraordinaire, will be joining us coming up in the middle of the broadcast in about an hour and a half for the balance of this transmission against tyranny. The former number two man at Treasury and major editor for huge publications like the Wall Street Journal, Paul Craig Roberts, has written several more devastating articles exposing the psychopathic criminal nature of those controlling the Bush administration, and he's likening them to the communists and fascists of old. And yes, pointing the finger at them, saying they clearly could carry out terror attacks in the near future. Ray McGovern, chief CIA analyst for Ronald Reagan and Bush Sr., briefed them every morning, says the same thing. So many countless people are now going public and speaking out and telling the truth. And that's because they know that America is on the verge of execution. They've already beaten us. They've whipped us with the cat or nine tails. They have broken innumerable bones in this once great country. We have been debilitated. We have been starved. We have been emaciated. We have been castrated. We have been emasculated. And they are preparing for the coup de grace to literally draw and quarter this nation. They have openly announced their plans to do it in 100 journals plus in white papers. and they are openly engaging in their one-world government plan as the general public literally drools mindlessly watching television. So we'll be going over that today, but I mean, really, folks, the globalists are arrogant, even though their entire agenda is being exposed, because they know anytime they want, they've got multiple plans in the pike ready to be activated instantly to detonate suitcase nukes in this country. They can flip a switch and release chemical and biological and radiological weapons. They have drones on the ground ready, fueled with the knockout gases to literally knock out or kill entire U.S. cities. That's even been declassified. They are totally prepared. And that's why they're arrogant. But just because they have the power to do a thing, and just because they have the will, at least on the surface, to do a thing, doesn't mean that even that ultimate move won't blow up in their faces. If in the midst of the even greater calamities to come, it is a byword, an understanding point, a point that is fully understood and grasped, that the globalists have been behind the terror, they've been caught red-handed hundreds of times, they have the motive for the terror, all the evidence shows they have been behind the past terror and will be behind that current terrorism. I asked the police out there, if you've caught someone robbing banks 25 times and they've gotten out of prison after a 10-year stint, and the eyewitnesses finger someone who looks just like that individual, and then you go to the individual's home and there is the actual loot, there is the marked bills, and why even a drawn-up schematic of how to break into the vault, are you going to just ignore that individual and let them go free? Our government, over and 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 over again, has been caught. It has been declassified, brags, admits, openly talks about the fact that they've carried out terror attacks since at least 1953 to blame it on their political enemies to overthrow governments. And they've even done it here in the United States. They've done it to our own ships, our own military bases. They have done it time and time again. And why you mindlessly serve this group of hijackers, I'll never understand. Here's another example, another parallel, another analogy. You're on board a plane, and five Arab men with submachine guns, somehow they snuck on, hijack it. And you're ready, as an air marshal in the back that they're not aware of, you know, there's two air marshals on board, you've got your handguns, you're waiting for an opportune moment to take the plane back from them. But something happens. The hijackers go into the flight cabin, into the cockpit, and they put on, for some reason, the uniforms of the pilots. And they walk out and they say, "We are no longer hijackers." They lay down their Uzis and they say, "We are American Airlines pilots. We are Continental pilots." And you go, "Oh, they're wearing uniforms. They're wearing our uniforms. Here, I'm going to lay my gun down too. I love you. Take us wherever you like, Captain. You're in official control." That's all it is. We have hijackers that have hijacked our government. And it's not like it's a secret anymore. They have programs on C-SPAN where the Naval War College puts on a symposium with their top brain going, "We are now part of a global government. We are working for Madison Avenue and Wall Street and is part of a great global system. And America is now going into this great system, and we are there to back up those financial interests. And rights and liberties will have to be given up." I mean, they don't even hide it anymore. They call us slaves. They call us stupid. They talk about how they're going to lower our standard of living. And then, now that's in communiques and publications and strategy and battle plan documents that are all public, written by the CFR and the PNAC boys and the Brzezinskis and the RAND corporations of the world. And they'll put some flowery statements in the opening pages in the introduction, but when you get right down to it, they will snicker and giggle and call us slaves and everything else. And how it's better for us small-minded people to have all our freedoms taken. After all, that's the best thing. And the reason I'm off on this rant today, before I even plunge into the news and take your calls, it's because I was talking to a fella who's in Air Force intelligence yesterday, successful businessman here in Austin, nice guy. On the surface, that's what's so scary about it. They aren't all just people going, they did find the WMDers. That Al-Qaeda's going to get it. Well, where's Iraq on a map? Oh, don't ask me that, you idiot. Sure, what are you, some kind of fancy guy who reads books? We got one that can read over here. They're not all like that. Clean-cut, well-spoken, family man, real serious. And you sit there and have a discussion with them, and it's just the thinking process is switched off. Well, I've set my course. I'm dedicated to this. And, you know, the government isn't perfect. We all know that. But we just got to go ahead and attack Iran, and it's the thing to do. And we're just going to have to go in there real soon because they're trying to blackmail our precious little Israel. And yes, they've got the death ray, basically. They've got the EMP bomb, which our government detonated literally hundreds of them in the upper and lower atmosphere. I mean, they put it on the History Channel. I've got an hour-long special, just every minute a new blast. It shows them firing, you know, in one night something like 20-something high-powered hydrogen bombs into the atmosphere and detonating them in the... detonating them in the Van Allen radiation belt, detonating them in the different levels. And, yeah, a few things blew out here and there. They found it's really a ripple effect. Something 1,000 miles away might blow out, but stuff right under you won't. Just way overhyped. I mean, our own government. You talking about, you worried about Iran doing this? I mean, I've got the video of our government just firing them, just these big SAM missiles taking off, and boom, 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 boom. These EMPs blasting up there in the atmosphere. And, of course, we all get to breathe it then. But it's just general craziness. And now they're saying, oh, no, they've got it, we're all dead. But I don't know, there's a phenomenon. And I had all these things I wanted to say on air about talking to that guy yesterday in person for about 15 minutes, and then I get in here on air, and it all just kind of goes by the wayside. But just sitting there talking to him, I said, but Bill Clinton gave supercomputers and missile secrets to China, but Bush took all the restrictions off. And I said, did you know about that? And he goes, yeah, I've heard about that. Yes, I know. He was very informed. And I said, but you're not upset with Bush? He's had Bush stickers all over his car. Well, you know, lesser of two evils, Alex. We're given false choices every day, and I realize it's a false choice. And I said, do you watch or listen to my show? And he goes, no. I've seen you on the news a few times. I go, well, you just said we're given false choices. He says, yes, it's a false choice, but still, I have to choose one of them. Well, no, you don't. Then I'm like, well, they lied to us about WMDs. Well, certainly it's admitted now that it's false. But we should still be there? Yes, we should still be there. And, you know, I was there involved in battle planning before the war and enduring. And, well, what about going into Iran? Yes, they just won't do what they're told. They're just not slaves. That's right. Again, they're allowed to have sovereignty, folks. So what if they get nukes? I said, so what if they get nukes, as the CIA says they will, in 10 years if they start working on it now? Not next month, not 2 years from now, not 5 years. 10 years, multiple MI6 reports, CIA reports, but not the ones you see on the news. The admitted reports, they're now public. And he goes, well, still, it's just too great a threat to Israel. Well, Israel's got 400 nukes. Why are they allowed to have 400 nukes and threaten to use them on a routine basis on us? Somebody in the Knesset last year said, we ought to use these on Europe for what they did in the Holocaust. You know, what about China? They say all the time they'll nuke and kill us. They'll hit 200 cities. That was just a few months ago. Well, that's a different scale, isn't it? They've got the nukes now, and so does North Korea, so we have to use detente with them. Yeah, but it's mutually assured destruction. Once Iran even gets nukes, which you can stop them from doing through diplomacy, which they were trying to do, but the globalists just want war, so it's now being escalated. And he just shook his head. Well, we just have to go to war with them. But they're not saying they want to nuke and kill us. The head of the Chinese army said 3 months ago that they are preparing and will nuke the United States if we mess with any of their interests globally. And he said, I did read that, yes. But we're moving all our industry there and all of our technologies, and they're outfitting the latest military systems. Well, just Alex, Iran's got to be hit. Now, that's our orders, and we're preparing for it. Just switching off your thinking process. Working for a pack of criminals that have hijacked the United States.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
What is it called? What's the term for it when you're intelligent and you've got the gifts that God gave you, but you're not using them? You just decide to willfully be ignorant. Well, I've chosen my course, and so I'm going to stick to it. You know, so many of the Nazi officers, so many of the German Wehrmacht were not what you call overtly evil people. They were doggishly servants to that evil system. They were clean cut. They wouldn't cheat on their taxes. They were family men. They went to church every Sunday. They wore impeccable uniforms. They had little gardens in the backyard and little puppies they loved. But they would do whatever they were told. Didn't matter. In fact, this is well documented, that one of the last orders Hitler gave was there were millions of Germans down in the subway system, down in the underground railway system under the city, and the Russians were closing in just about a half mile away from the Eagle's Nest a few days before he finally blew his head off down in the bunker. And Hitler said, flood the underground passages, flood the shelters, flood the railway system. And they said, sir, that's where the people are, the women and children. He said, they are weak. They do not deserve it. Kill them. And German soldiers, Heil Hitler. And they went in there and they flooded those Germans. I mean, that's just the mindlessness. Albert Speer refused to do it, by the way. His minister of the economy. So a lot of the carnage that would have taken place, it didn't take place, but Speer wasn't in control. Albert Speer was not in control there in Berlin, and the SS boys did follow their orders. And he'll probably end up getting to that type of point, whether it's Hillary Clinton in 08 or Condi Rice, one of those evil women, or whether it's Schwarzenegger down the line or Jeb Bush, who swore he'd never run for president and now has started up his exploratory committee. This is scary, and people are so committed. They've openly lied to us. We have the memos where they said they were going to lie to us, where they said it was a lie premeditatedly. You ignored it when all these administration officials quit or resigned or were fired, and then they go public. You ignored the torture and denied the torture when Rick Baucus refused to torture. He was, by the way, a well-known conservative. A well-known conservative. He wasn't some liberal out to get the Bushes. In fact, the real critics of the Bush administration are conservatives. If you look at the Democrats, they will attack Bush on petty issues because they can't attack him on substantive issues because they're all involved up to their eyeballs with him. They're owned by the same individuals, by this corporate system. Here's another example, and then we'll go to break, and I promise we'll go right to Darren, Jeff, Patrick, Michael, Eddie in England, and James in Kentucky, and others. I'll write your calls in the next segment. But I was listening to Derry Brownfield this morning, driving into the studio to get ready for the show. And a caller called, and they were complaining about Walmart running a monopoly or an oligopoly to drive down the price of eggs to below production cost. And how, and this is what they do with everything else. Then the major egg producers, because they're 36% of the market now globally, even more in the U.S., about half, have to sell it them at below price, and they just pass that on to everybody else that buys from them. And how it's literally bankrupting most of the egg farmers around the country. And a guy called in and said, you know what, I don't mean to sound like a cruel person, but this is free market. And what are you, socialist? Folks, free market isn't when you have a conglomerate that leverages and uses mafia tactics to shut down the economy. Free market isn't when Walmart owns over 700, this is mainstream news 2 years ago, I'm sure it's more now, 700 slave camps where the dormitories and prisons are built right on to the factories, working 16, 18 hours a day. It isn't free market when you and I are competing against over 2 million private prisoners in the United States. There's over 7 million in the system, but over 2 million that are working in prison industries. It isn't free market to compete against somebody who's working for 20 cents an hour and then your tax money subsidizes the factory and everything. That isn't free market. Okay? So just for that guy out there, I wish you'd call into mind. See, it's labels. You grab a label. And then you think, it'd be like if I went around and I had the money to buy up all the car dealerships in the country. And then I jacked up the price on you. And then you didn't, it's the opposite of free market. You understand that? Do you understand that? I mean, it's like NAFTA's thousands of pages long. It takes four wheelbarrows to carry it all. just tens of thousands of pages long. That's not free market. It's written for the global corporations to leverage out their competition. You and I, the small businessman and woman, wake up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Developed to support respiratory health, Mucolixir is a new and unique product offered by Allergy Research Group. Mucolixir contains microdose DNA, a novel regulatory or signaling compound which appears to regulate mucus and cilia motion. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, the small amount of DNA in Mucolixir may support healthy mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Dr. Albert Dahlberg, MD, PhD, states that microdose DNA does not cause any gene transfer. It is very safe and can be of considerable help to many people. Numerous doctors and patients have used Mucolixir with great results. There are dozens of scientific publications from university research on the use of the synthetic form of DNA for immune support in lung health. However, the DNA in Mucolixir is naturally occurring and is used only in microdose amounts. This novel approach has stunned both doctors and patients. Mucolixir can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We heard hundreds of stories, drones, poison pens, Muslim children were infiltrating and to kill us any minute. But the border stayed wide open and immigration from Muslim countries was at record levels. We asked the government, well, why then are you saying we're on the edge of total destruction? So that fraud's been exposed, but now they're saying that Iran has nuclear weapons or are going to be getting nuclear weapons and that they've been testing and practicing hitting us with EMP bombs. And when that, it actually says here that a third of the country will go back into the Stone Age and that we'll all be cavemen running around. I mean, this is just, it's unbelievable. They've got a zombie ray. I mean, I expect to hear that. It turns people into zombies. We'll get into that article. Also, CNN caught, as usual, with subliminal messages. Twice during Lord Cheney's speech yesterday, an X was flashed up on him, a black X and a white X. And they're talking about a staffer laughing when the X went up and that they think they planted it there in the control room. And folks, CNN, it came out, even the Washington Post, talk about the pot calling the kettle black. And it also came out in WorldNet Daily back in, what, 2000. Has hundreds of members of Army intelligence working in it. Okay, they give you the fake liberal brand. They give you the fake conservative brand with Fox. This is staged. But we'll get into Dick Cheney, you know, flashing subliminals up on his face. What about Paul Watson? On 9/11, he saw him with a UN flag up on the screen with a weird green snake that appeared and disappeared. I've seen that kind of stuff many times. That's just the overt stuff. The real subliminals are in that green and red and orange moving graphics in the back. How do I know that? Film students and college students all over the world, not just in the U.S. but in Europe, have frozen and paused car commercials, news. The most normal thing to find in there is clear print hailing Satan and asking Satan for power. Again, you may not believe in the devil or God, but regardless, our elite does, and for some reason they're putting this on TV screens. So, and of course, if you're a Christian, you know why. You know why Pat Robertson's giving the El Diablo. Gold price is approaching its 18-year high of $500 an ounce. That's melt. Those articles I mentioned by Paul Craig Roberts, Bush is cooking up two more wars and another one. We must hold the scoundrels accountable, talking about how some Brits are about to go to jail for just leaking memos, questioning the authenticity of pre-war data. Well, let's not go after those that fed us false data. Let's go after those that expose it. Let's go after the good guys. Al-Qaeda operative nabbed near the Mexican border, but the government wants to keep it quiet. And Bush, they're now reporting, wanted to bomb Al Jazeera during the war. Cheney, UPI reports, advocated torture. Well, we've seen him on TV advocate it. Meanwhile, Porter Goss, CIA director, is running around saying, oh, no, we don't torture. It's called pressure. And see, that's what Alberto Gonzalez said, is they just changed the name. And bioterror attack is inevitable, they're saying as well. And the feds are ramping up spying on journalists and other Americans. Capitol Hill Blue is reporting on that. Meanwhile, the propaganda is intensifying with Iran. Exiled Iranian says nation hides materials for missiles. And we just need to attack them immediately. And again, this is from the same crowd that are pathological liars. But right now, let's move quickly through your calls. Darren in California, welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Was wondering if you could shed some light on the status of Luis Posada. He's the wanted international terrorist who, I guess he recently smuggled himself across the Mexican border. He's seeking asylum in the U.S., and he's the guy that's wanted for the 1976 bombing of a Cuban passenger airliner where he killed 73 people. Name ring a bell?
Yes, I'm familiar with him, and the U.S. government has been trying to protect him, and he has been found guilty in several foreign courts of carrying out that attack. But the interesting thing was that attack was blamed on Fidel Castro, and it's now been confirmed that none of that happened, and it was our government using this guy who is now seeking asylum.
He's also a Bay of Pigs veteran. And he worked for Oliver North and Bush Sr. during the Iran-Contra scandal.
Well, that's their specialty, blowing up planes and blaming it on innocent people. I mean, that's what Operation Northwoods calls for.
Yeah, well, I understand Homeland Security is only charging him with not immediately reporting to immigration, and I guess he's being held in El Paso, Texas. Here's a wanted international terrorist who obviously we just let slip through the crack, and these are supposed to be the guys we're going after.
But again, he's been found guilty. Which Latin American country was it?
I know he's wanted in Venezuela and Cuba.
Yes, but it wasn't Venezuela. He was found guilty, and it wasn't Cuba. It was in another country. He's been convicted of that, and it was in the Miami papers a few months ago because now it's been declassified that, yes, he was an operative at that time. Yes, he did carry out that operation. So going from memory a few months ago, it is now admitted that he blew up a plane full of men, women, and children and then tried to blame it on Fidel Castro.
That's right.
Very friendly fellow. Thank you for the call. You know more about it than I do, sir. I was not aware that he's being held in El Paso, Texas. I suggest you go to prisonplanet.com where it says email the webmaster. And you send that to Paul Watson there. I think it's prisonplanetweb@hotmail.com. For years I've been saying prisonplanet@hotmail.com, and no one corrected me. Please do when I make mistakes, folks. It's prisonplanetweb at hotmail.com. Send it over to Paul over there. I was not aware of that, sir. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Jeff. Jeff, where are you calling us from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Denver, Alex.
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, you mentioned something earlier that I thought I would talk about, and that's basically some of the stuff that the Bush crime family does, and the reason nobody says anything about it is, let me give you a good example. Basically, back in 1991, the largest financial scandal in the world, the BNL, the BCCI cover-up, was a massive $5.5 billion bank fraud that the DOJ pinned on a lowly Atlanta bank manager, and they lent money all over to companies all over the world that were supplying Saddam Hussein with not weapons of mass destruction, but just weapons. And, of course, what happened was the Atlanta scandal, where billions of dollars were disguised as agricultural loans, were used by Daddy Bush to supply these weapons, not weapons.
Now, what was it, $33 billion to Saddam Hussein alone?
Yeah, it was a lot of money. It was a lot of money. But see, what it gets to, and of course, the U.S. government agreed to act as a guarantor to these loans, and it was covered up. And the director of the FBI, Robert Mueller III, was the department head at the DOJ at the time. And basically, he obstructed justice in a political racketeering cases of over 80 Washington, D.C. lawyers, lobbyists, and politicians. And let me tell you how it worked, Alex. The scheme was to corruptly influence, the BCCI was to corruptly influence by bribes or transactions used as blackmail to members of Congress who were chosen to help promote these interests of the BCCI in speeches in Chicago. These lecture fees, they were told they were getting as a bonus. And, of course, what happened was some of the congressmen, or directly or through their trusted aides, picked up these bonuses in London while they were secretly videotaped, nevertheless, to have to pick up the payoffs, in other words, the blackmail bribes. And that's how this scheme worked. And, of course, you know, that's how they get people in Congress, the control files, if you will, on how they go about blackmailing congressmen and senators.
No, I hear you, Jeff, and thanks for the call. Great points. In fact, I'm aware of that with BCCI. BCCI was caught red-handed, involved not just in weapon sales or money laundering, but in drug money. And this is Bush Sr. and Clark Clifford and all of them. I mean, it's like Mr. Anti-Corruption. What one politician can be trusted? What one man stands up against bribery and evil? What one man stands up against payoffs? Why, it's John McCain. And he's one of the dirtiest, most low-down, most red-handed creatures in Congress. So he's anti-corruption. It's like having Hermann Göring be the chief judge in the Nuremberg trials over other Nazis. I mean, it's just totally ridiculous. But getting back to BCCI, it's more than just giving loans to people and then the U.S. taxpayer has to bail them out. These weapons loans are given to a host of third world countries, Iran, Iraq, I mean, just hundreds. Then those dictators are told you're only allowed to buy the weapons through certain brokers, and that's the Carlyle Group and others. So then that money comes right back. You have to understand, they're not just giving them money for these weapons. They give them these loans backed up by the U.S. taxpayer, or in many cases, the U.S. government just gives them the money right out in the open to, quote, promote democracy, actually to spread rebellion and death, because then they get to sell even more weapons as the conflicts widen. And that's the thing. The Bushes have always been high-level gophers for these financial interests. And anywhere you look, they're blowing out oil companies, they're blowing out banks, they're blowing out S&Ls, they're running scams, they're moving money out the back door, and then when they're done with it, they literally burn it down. The entire family has rap sheets about 4 or 5 inches thick. I mean, just constant criminality. And you turn on the news, they're good little Christian boys. And look, I'm not up here saying everybody's got to be perfect in this world, but, I mean, the Bushes are a very sinister crew. But you ask the average American out there, though they are becoming a minority, they'll tell you, no, these are men of the Lord. These are devout Christians. Christ is actually in control of Bush. I hear that on the radio. People tell me that in person. Oh, no, no. He's actually, Bush is in control, guiding him. He is basically possessed by Jesus. That is the grand delusion. I mean, you wonder how Christians are going to accept Antichrist. There's your example right there. I mean, Bush, I'm convinced, could run around in red pajamas with little horns with a plastic pitchfork. And by the way, I'm not being sarcastic about this. And some people would actually think that was Christian. He spent more money than all other presidents combined before him. He has viciously appointed anti-gun judges and anti-family judges and pro-abortion and open border promoting judges everywhere. The record is absolutely clear on that. And you tell a so-called conservative that, they're not real conservatives, as Paul Craig Roberts, Dr. Roberts said last week. These are just mindless idiots. Some of them, though, are afraid deep down. They've invested in this mindset and this whole false world view. It feels good. They've chosen their team. They've jumped in on it. And it's too scary to their psyche. They may be intelligent, but they're cowards. And so they use that intelligence to build little pie-in-the-sky scenarios and to basically lie to themselves. And, hey, c'est la vie. If you like your dollar being devalued by 45%, if you like the incredible inflation we're living under, if you like all the things they've done to our economy or your children's future, then good. I hope you enjoy it. Patrick in, where are you calling us from, Patrick? In Little Rock, Arkansas?
No, I like Fort Smith.
Okay, I was told Little Rock, and I have no idea why. I wonder who told the person answering the phone that.
I don't know. I thank you for having me on your show. I got a couple things I'd like to tell you. One of them is an update on that double jeopardy deal that with the Barrett case over in Oklahoma. The jury found him guilty, and anyway, the death penalty they gave him. But anyway, it was a nice little Pol Pot new law under the terrorist bill.
Now, that was a few weeks ago that it was brought up, a case up there of someone who shot at the police being found not guilty, and then they went ahead and charged him again, I believe for the third time, but this time federally. So we need to fill people back in on that conversation so they know what we're talking about.
Yeah, and one of the deal they got him now was killing a police officer in the commission of a drug raid. So, I don't know, that's something out of Paul Pop's type of, you know, daily law that he created. But anyway, I don't know. I'm going to maybe talk to the mother or something. Tom Shaw, I need to get a hold of the ACLU, even though I don't like the devils. But another thing I wanted to tell you was, Alex, did you read about where they were giving them kids in Japan that chicken flu vaccination and killed 12 of them?
Well, a few weeks ago we reported on how it made kids go crazy and jump off bridges or commit suicide. Now there's been another 12 on top of the other cases they were talking about who've been dying. And, by the way, major scientists, major firms are on record saying this Tamiflu doesn't even really work and may actually hurt you and may just keep you alive a few weeks and then you die, may actually cause you to die. But look, the last 5 years, the government admits the flu shot they promoted and pushed didn't even cover the actual flu that was threatening us. But this year they told the people again it doesn't cover this flu. Doesn't matter. People march out and roll their sleeves up and say, give me that mercury.
I know. People are like sheep, I guess. There's one more thing I want to mention to you, then I'll get off. Arkansas passed a law here that, like, deer season opening up, and people that go out of state like Oklahoma, Texas, or wherever and shoot a deer, they can't bring it into the state of Arkansas because they're afraid, you know, if, they're going to have that mad cow type disease in the deer, and they don't want to get the deer in Arkansas with that stuff. So,
well, I mean, why would shooting a deer then cause it to spread once they brought it into your state? That's just ridiculous.
I know. Well, thanks, Alex. I appreciate it, and God bless you.
Thank you. No, God bless you. Look, it's funny. They have all these quarantine laws inside the country, all these excuses to come on your property, all these excuses to investigate you. I was reading some Parks and Wildlife magazine yesterday. Just opened it up, and it was game wardens and forensics and how they pour molds for tire tracks and they get swabs out of the backs of cars and they pour molds for boots and they stake people out. Why? To find out this guy was shooting wild hogs and some deer that were eating his garden and just throwing them out in the ditch. And why, after they did this big month-long investigation, all this manpower, why, they're charging the guy. Meanwhile, there's 800 dead and car bombs going off and machine gunning and death and dead cops and drug dealers taking over and out of sight, out of mind. The border's completely wide open, but we've got... Folks, I've been sitting out before on the ranch, visiting family in East Texas on their ranch, and just out in the middle of nowhere, just with a campfire, everybody sitting around the campfire, not even deer season, there's not even guns there, and the game wardens walk up and, mind if I look around, look in your vehicles, you're not hunting, are you? Just total waste of time, total waste of time. Meanwhile, right here in Austin, Texas, they're dead deer all over the highway. They're coming into every neighborhood. They're destroying everything. They're starving to death en masse. But they won't let you kill them or get rid of them. No, they pay some buffoons, what did I see in the paper, $2,000 apiece, to load them up and ship them down to Mexico to cage them. But they've got game wardens creeping around making sure you don't kill the cockroaches.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Eddie in England's up next, then Kenny in Louisiana. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Look, I'm not for poachers, and I'm not for people just running around indiscriminately killing livestock. But what would you say if I told you that I've seen deer with, say, a broken leg and disease with its hair falling out, and somebody needs to put it out of its misery? What if I told you somebody had secretly taken a compound bow and shot them off their back porch? Why, that person needs to go to prison. You see, that's the mentality. And then I read in the article why this individual, he'd even killed some of the precious wild hogs and he'd left them lay. These things are like cockroaches themselves. There are so many of them now, they're eating the baby fawns, the baby deer. They're just running around everywhere. They're getting more and more aggressive. They weigh 400, 500 pounds in some cases. They need to be killed. But nope, game warden, you shot four of these and you left them lay on the side of the road, and we're going to charge you with felonies and take your guns and your car. And that's what they're doing to this guy in this news article I read. And I mean, obviously, folks, I wouldn't sit there and shoot a bunch of healthy deer for no reason. I'd take them to a processor and get them turned into food to eat and get them turned into sausage and steaks. But those hogs, I didn't know that if I shot a hog and let it lie, big old wild thing with ticks and fleas all over it and long brown or black hair with giant tusk that stinks from 20 feet away, it'll bite your leg off if it gets a chance to. I didn't know that if I shoot one of those and leave it laying out in the field for the coyotes to eat, I didn't know I'd go to jail. That's an interesting thing to know. Vicious things as well. And all they are the progeny of wild pigs. You can take a wild sow and a wild boar, wild male, and put them out in the field, and what do they have, 3 litters a year, sometimes as many as 12 piglets apiece? I think normally it's about 8, but they can have as many as 12. And 4 or 5 years, you're dealing with hundreds and hundreds of pigs from those two. Now, I've kind of gotten off into a Derry Brownfield type subject here today, but it just shows where the mentality of the government is. By the way, these game wardens claim they have the right to come on your land now without warrants, without probable cause, for no reason, search your house, search your belongings. They can claim those powers all day long. You don't really have those powers. It's like the government claiming that black people weren't human beings. You may claim they're not human beings. You may claim they don't have rights, but they do. Now, before I end this hour in the next minute and a half and come back with your calls and a ton of other news, geopolitical, economic, you name it, I hope we'll take advantage of the Police State series, all three of my Police State films, Police State 2000, Police State 2 The Takeover, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, normally $77.85, now $44.95, or a $32 savings. We have the DVD blowout special, normally $71.85, now only $45.95. That's over a $25 savings. We have the 9/11 book special, normally $31.85, now $19.95. You save, what, over $10? We have the amazing T-shirt deal, where instead of $20 a piece, they're $9.95 a piece right now. Go to Infowars.com, get them as holiday Christmas gifts. Ooh, I was politically incorrect. Christmas gifts. Get them, give them to people, give them as birthday presents. Infowars.com, bunch of other specials we're offering. A lot of new books and videos we're carrying as we expand the bookstore. Go to Infowars.com. And you know your purchase also makes this broadcast and what we do possible. Infowars.com to order, or 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or prisonplanet.tv.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.